Last week, there was a decision to make a to declare a National Day of Prayer on the 30th day since the terrorist attack on Simchas Torah. And there is a discussion among some rabbanim whether it's appropriate to have, let's say, a National Day of Prayer with both Jews and Christians. Is there any issue, let's say, with Jews and Christians uniting together to recite, let's say, Prakim of Tehillim, to recite chapters from Tehillim, which obviously come from Tanakh? Is there a problem for both Jews and Christians to do that? Now, the truth is, there's a tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein that addresses the topic of joint prayer. This is an Or HaChaim, Chelek Bei Siman Chav Hei. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this the tshuva is dated Tav Shin Chav Gimel. Hei Teves Tav Shin Chav Gimel. That's 1962. We're going to see the relevance soon. And Rav Moshe Feinstein first wants to know, is there an obligation or is there a mitzvah for a non-Jew to pray? It's obviously not one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. It's not one of the seven Noahide laws. And nevertheless, Moshe writes that even though there might not be a chi of an obligation, there certainly is a mitzvah, meaning the non-Jew certainly gets reward for praying. After all, in Sefer Yeshayahu, the prophet says, Ki beis beis tefillah yikrei lechol ha'amim, that the Hashem's house, it should be a house of prayer for all the nations, not just for Klal Yisrael. Rashi writes, "V'lo li'Yisrael levadam," not only to Jews, but even to non-Jews. And therefore, writes Rav Moshe Feinstein, "Av shepturim mitfila," even though non-Jews are exempt from tefillah, "mikol makom," nevertheless, "k'shem yispalim l'Hashem yisparach," when they daven to Hashem, "osi mitzvah," they're doing a mitzvah. And when the Rambam writes that a non-Jew cannot, quote unquote, perform a mitzvah, he doesn't really write that. He says that Asher leben Noach lechadesh mitzvah ulekayim bedato shemetzuva alzeh. That you have the seven Noahide laws. Besides that, a non-Jew is not allowed to be mechadesh a mitzvah, to innovate a mitzvah, and to observe it as if he thinks that he's commanded to do this. However, if a non-Jew wants to fulfill a mitzvah in order to receive reward, knowing that he's not obligated to perform the mitzvah, there's nothing wrong with this. He certainly is rewarded for this. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes. And then the next point that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes is that this is only to daven when there's no specific need. But when there's a specific need, for example, k'sheyesh lo tzorech, could go and sheish lo chola. Let's say there's a need that someone is sick or ain lo parnasa, he doesn't have food to put on the table, he needs a job. He said, "Hu kechi of mamash." This is actually an obligation for a non-Jew to pray in this case. Why is it an obligation? It's not one of the seven mitzvot bnei Noach. But he says, "Zeu ikar ha'amunah b'Hashem yisparach," that turning to God when you need something, that is the essence of faith in God. That ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's no saint parnasa of rofei chol. Like Hashem's the one who gives us parnasa. Hashem's the one who heals the sick. And you want to argue it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvot Noach, but he says that emunah b'Hashem Yisparach, faith in God, even though it's not in the Sheva Mitzvot Noach, who mechuyav la'amine, a non-Jew is obligated to have faith in Hashem. Sharei av kiyum kol azay mitzvos. That behold, even the observance of all Sheva Mitzvot, im lo asa machma she'Hashem Yisparach tziva b'hem b'Torah, if he doesn't do them because God commanded them in the Torah, then lo nechshavu k'mekayim. It's as if he didn't observe these mitzvos. So a condition to observance of the Sheva Mitzvot Noach is that you're doing it because you believe, you have faith in Hashem that He can. That he created the world and he commanded us to perform these mitzvos, the non-Jews. And therefore, certainly, it's a chiyuv, it's an obligation that for a non-Jew, when he needs parnasa and he needs health, that he should turn to God. Now, can we have a joint prayer, a joint nusach of a Jew and a non-Jew praying together? So for this, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that it's possible that when the Jew and the non-Jew recite the same text, the Jew could be thinking one thing because he's turning to God, and the Christian could be thinking something else. But Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, "Imu nusach sha'asu ze ba'atzmam." He says, if this is a text that they made by themselves, meaning the Jew and the non-Jew together, ain't a roa baza iser medina b'mashis balim yachad. I don't see that anything's wrong according to the letter of the law that they're praying together. Even though the non-Jew is praying according to his faith. He writes, maybe there's some concern because people will say that if a Jew is praying together with a non-Jew, that the Jew is also thinking what the non-Jew is having the same concentration or the same intent as the non-Jew. But Moshe Feinstein says, why is that? Jews are not suspected of avodah zarah. He does write, Moshe does write, that ibn nusach tfilah chibro komrim, that if priests, if Christian clergy create the text of the prayer, and he says, even if there's no hint to their faith in the prayer, a Jew should not recite this. Because this text was created by Christian clergy, then it's clear that it's recognizable that it's clear that it's connected to their faith, unless the Jew adds to the prayer Elokei Yisrael or something similar to that. So Moshe Feinstein is of the view that technically speaking, a joint prayer by both Christians and Jews, let's say from Tehillim, should not pose a problem. Meikar Hadin, maybe there's some concern that the Christian has certain thoughts, then the Jew would also have those thoughts, but Moshe is not really concerned about that. And then 1962 is the year of Angel versus Vital. This is the 1962 Supreme Court ruling that school-sponsored prayer in public schools violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. There was a 22-word non-denominational prayer that the New York Board of Regents recommended to school districts, and the prayer went like this: Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon thee, and we beg thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. And Ramosha Feinstein writes regarding this short prayer that the children recite in the secular schools, in the New York schools. He thinks that there's no hint to Christianity at all with this prayer because the prayer is made for both Jews and non-Jews. So Moshe Feinstein sees no problem with Jews reciting this prayer because and having in mind the right kavanah, the right intent, and it's not recognizable. It would not be perceived by others that they're praying to the Christian God. So this should not pose a problem. So it would seem, according to Moshe, having some kind of national day of prayer, where let's say Jews and non-Jews are praying, let's say Psalms, praying from Tehillim, that should not pose a problem, at least according to Ramosha Feinstein.